Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply, we need our heads examined. We need our heads examined. Think of all of the professions that center around the head. Neurosurgeons are those who only operate on the brain. They've also got CAT scans, which are machines and mechanisms that will examine thoroughly the inside of the brain. Psychologists make their living off of doing nothing but evaluating what's on the inside of their clients' heads. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the head is big business. By the same token, I would say in our businesses, if you are an entrepreneur, a self-starter, someone who is climbing that ladder, then by the same token, we need our heads examined too. Now, I don't mean a CAT scan or an MRI. I'm not saying that you should call your local psychiatrist or psychologist. On the contrary, I'm saying that in order for us to excel and advance, we have to have routine head checkups to make sure we're thinking the way we should and that our heads are filled with the type of information that's going to help us advance and not regress. My friends and neighbors, I'd like to submit to you the head acronym today. The four key components of what we should look for in our heads at all time. That H reminds us that we should always look for hope. Yes, my friends and neighbors, our heads should be filled with hope, optimism, and encouragement. We should always know that there is hope in our minds. Now, obviously, you know those old sayings that say keep hope alive. And obviously, you may say, how can I maintain hope in my head when the numbers are not what I expected them to be, when the results are not what I expected them to be, when the situations and circumstances seem to have taken a turn for the worse? My friend, you're right. That's when it's the hardest to keep hope in your head. Let me give you a few key points on how to keep hope in your head. One, never stop dreaming. Always hold on to and embrace your dream. Number two, speak the words that match your dream. And number three, don't be afraid to defend your dream. I can remember driving through the city in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and just like most other large cities, you'll see people on the sides of busy highways and intersections with signs up. Many of those signs say, we'll work for food. Some of those signs say, homeless, you know, need some help. And many times, I must admit, I'm one of the guys that'll pass right by, and I seldom ever roll down the window and hand that person any money. I saw a sign, however, that a man held up one day, and it compelled me to give. His sign was big. It covered his whole body almost, and it says, I'm still dreaming. And at the bottom of it, it says, I am somebody. Think of it. His sign says, I'm still dreaming. I've not given up on my dream, and I am somebody. Now, this guy was homeless. He was in a bad situation, but he still held on to his dream. When I pulled up to him, I almost wanted to ask him if he took credit cards. I wanted to give him more than the money I had in my pocket, because it is amazing that no matter what the circumstance, how you can maintain hope by holding on to a dream. My friends and neighbors, when you started this entrepreneurial endeavor, you had a dream in your mind. Hang on to it. You believed that you were going to accomplish something. I encourage you to hold on to it. Defend your dream. Even when people tell you you're not going to make it, I challenge you to stand up and stick your chest out and be bold enough to say, oh, yes, I am going to make it. I would say, first of all, my friends, keep hope in your head. The second thing that we want to keep in our heads is education. Yes, education. Now notice, I don't mean schooling. I mean education. Learning things that help us grow in every business, in every industry. Professional and personal development will make a person excel and advance. I would submit that soft skills training will help a person excel and advance in their entrepreneurial endeavors. And I would say always make sure our heads are filled with education. We're committed to learning something new, and the something is not just any random thing, but those things that help us get better. I can remember picking my girls up from school when they were younger. I always had a question I'd ask them when I'd get them. I'd say, "What'd you learn today?" And of course, like most kids, the responses would be, "Oh, I didn't learn anything." Well, after getting tired of hearing this time and time again, I would say, "What'd you learn today?" And they say, "Oh, I didn't learn anything." And I turn the car around and I say, "Okay, well, it's time to go back to school. Because if you didn't learn anything and you've been here for 8 hours, we need to send you back." My friends and neighbors, I think we should have that same type of mentality when it comes to our day-to-day activities. If we're not learning anything in the course of a day, if we're not getting better and better, we should turn around and say, "Wait a minute, let me recircle again and get back to the basics. I cannot let the sun go down without me learning something." Yes, my friends and neighbors, we should learn every day. The first two things that we need to keep in our heads are hope and education. I challenge you, my friends, that no matter what comes up today or over the course of the weekend or next week or next month, if we make sure that we routinely examine our heads as we're checking them, make sure we're checking to see that our hope is still alive and that we're learning something new every day. Listen, if you enjoyed this training segment, there's plenty more where that came from. Simply contact the person who sent you this podcast to find out how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills training and certifications. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.